Testing on shoreline birds was done first. Now the focus is on migrating waterfowl like scaup and long-tailed ducks. So far, scientists have examined 30,000 bird samples nationwide, and none have the strain of avian flu that mutated and killed 151 people in 9 countries. Jason Succo is a federal government wildlife director for Wisconsin and Minnesota. He says finding that deadly bird flu in North America is not improbable, but highly unlikely.
At this time, there isn't any indication that we will, but we're looking.
Health officials are also keeping an eye on domestic birds. Currently, Wisconsin is one of only 4 places in the nation that's holding special avian flu seminars for poultry producers and wild bird farmers. Other states produce more chicken, turkey, and eggs. What Wisconsin has that concerns U.S. health officials is a growing number of urban chicken owners. Larry Walker of Madison raises 2 hens for fresh eggs. He's registered under a biosecurity program that allows federal and state officials to track animal disease. But he says the connection to the Department of Homeland Security may be prompting other chicken owners to keep their poultry a secret.
We did ask ourselves, do we want to actually register with Homeland Security or not? And it felt funny to do it, but it seemed like it would just be looking for trouble not to do it.
Ag officials say those keeping a couple of hens in the backyard are unlikely to have the high-tech security and disease prevention procedures found on larger operations. So the U.S. Ag Department is briefing producers, big and small, on how to prevent the spread of deadly bird flu. Walker says ag officials need to assure chicken owners that if an outbreak occurs, poultry will be tested first rather than automatically killed if found in an infected area. That happened with a previous outbreak of Newcastle disease in California. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.